in the Sefer HaChinuch, he lists off this in the order that they appear in the Parshiyos. So he separates every Parsha separately. So for Mishpatim, he has two different Parshiyos. He has Parshas Mishpatim. The first half is called Parshas Mishpatim. And the second half is called Parshas in Kesef Tal Ve'Asami. In the footnotes in the new edition, they point out that some other Rishonim also had such a practice, that it's really Mechubarim this week. It's two Parshiyos. We never have it separated. But apparently some Rishonim had that Mishpatim is really two different Parshiyos. First half is all of Abravus Nezikin, what we call the Milva Haksuva Batorah, the Chiyuvi Mama that the Torah imposes. And then the second, Kesef Tal Ve'Asami, that's a Hischaivis Midas, that's a Milva Sheni Ksuva Batorah.
Is that a real Parshay Parshas Mechubarim that would have a Nachmin of a Tzibor Mishpar, Mishpar, Parshas Mishpatim? You can't lay three Parshas, the next week you can only lay three Kesef Tal Ve'Asami?
In Shulchan Aruch they quote that if the Tzibur missed the Kriya 1 week, so the next week you're laying two Parshas Mechubarim. But since you never have three Parshas Mechubarim, so that would be a Tircha de Tzibur. By us it's not a problem, by us it's not a Tircha de Tzibur. We treat Mishpatim as if it's one Parsha. So if we were having Mishpatim and Truma together, we wouldn't consider it a Tircha de Tzibur. And those kehillas where they had separate, okay, it would depend what the psychology is. If the people are moichel, so there's no problem of tichad litzibur. They quote in the biography of the Chazon Ish, in the old biography, the Pe'er Ador, the five-volume biography, that once Chazon Ish was put in prison by the British before Hakamas HaMedina, because he participated in a protest rally over Chilul Shabbos. So the British put him in prison, and he missed Kriyas HaTorah two Shabbosim in a row. So when he came out, so he asked a group of people whether they would be willing to lay in three Parshiyos. So he said, yeah, for him they'd be willing to lay. So they lay in all three. It's because of Tircha de Tzibura. But if the Tzibura agrees, so fine. So for the Kovad de Chazanish, they were masking. It depends psychologically. That's a machlokes achrayim, whether the Tzibur can be machal on their Kovad. But when the Gemara has a din, the Kovad HaTzibur, well, the Kovad HaTzibur is what motivated the Chachamim to make the din, but once they made the din is a din, so it's not up to them to be Moichel. So you say, no, the whole din is only if they Kovad HaTzibur, if they're Moichel on their Kovad, so they have a right to. But over here, it's not Kovad HaTzibur, here it's Tichad HaTzibur. So Tichad HaTzibur, if they're masking, so there's no Tichad HaTzibur.
There's
an afternoon for the machlokes in the Lushan the Tans about when you have a double parasha, whether you have to have you split the Bildias.
Okay.
That's also, it has to do, you see, in Shulchan Aruch they quote when you have Truman and Tzavah together, where Yaakov Pikudah together, so you shouldn't be mechabed one parasha with more aliyas than the other. The parshiyos are not going to feel insulted, but when human beings, we should train ourselves by the parshiyos with respect to human beings. You have two people, you're going to be mechabed one more than the other, so one is going to feel hurt. So you should practice on the parshiyos. So you should give the parshiyos equal kovet. Each parsha deserves kovet, so you should give an equal number of aliyahs. So the levush is of the opinion that if you're laning trumat tetzavim mechubarim, so the Gabbai has to make up his mind in advance how many aliyahs he wants to make. How many hasofas does he want to make? So let's say he decides he wants to give 20 aliyahs. He's going to make so many hasofas, he's going to give 20 aliyahs. He has to give 10 in the first parasha, 10 in the second parasha. Let's say he's going to give 14 aliyahs. So he should give 7 in the first parasha, 7 in the second parasha. That it should be equal. And then the Taz disagrees. He says, no, the Iker is the first design crew, the first 7 aliyahs. The hasofas, the first parasha is not going to feel insulted. The first parasha doesn't feel insulted anyway. Just what we should practice on the parashios. And when it comes to human beings, we should not give more kavod to one person than the other if they both deserve equal kavod. So that's a question of perceptions. By us, it's not a problem. We don't have to be choshish. We don't have to be choshish for this practice of the Sefer Achinech and the other Rishayim that Mishpatim has two different parashios. And we should be mechaber by Revi. We don't have to get Kesef Tal Ve'Asami. Should be in the middle of Revi. the whole thing is because of perception. So by us, we treat the whole mishpatim as if it's one parsha. It's not a halacha. It's not etched in stone as a halacha. The perception is by us. The perception is that it's one parsha.
In Yeshiva last year, because the way the schedule worked out, people who were in America for Pesach, well, they were on a minyan now to do the second day, so they missed Parsha Shemini. In the yeshiva the next week, they had a small minyan, and then Shemini has a Rimat Sora. So is that case that you can be sort of like they want Bokha on doing the video? So
if they all wanted it, all of the Americans wanted it.
So they want that minyan.
Yeah, okay. So that's what the Chazanish
held. Like the Chazanish, I hadn't heard that before, to do
a Yeah. Yeah, it's a shaila. There's a machlekes where the kriyas ha'ter is a chayvus ha'yachid, a chayvus ha'tzibur. So if you hold this a chayvus ha'yachid, so everyone has to try to see to it that he hears all the aliyah, all the kriyas. If you hold the chayvus ha'tzibur, so the tzibur heard kriyas ha'ter, the yachid is not mechuyev to make up what he missed. All the tziburim in America and the tziburim in Eretz, so everybody was yotzei, so there's no problem. This whole idea of making up, that's on the assumption that it's a chayvus ha'yachid. So Gevald, the whole bunch of this Yachid missed Parsha Shmini, so he has to make up. So if everybody's mevat there, so there's no problem of Tichad Tzibur. Yeah. So that's just about how many Parshas are there this week. Is it one Parsha or two Parshas? Yeah. These are two different types of Chiyuv Moment. One is a Milvach, Milvachsavatar means a Chiyuv Moment that the Torah imposes. Like Oinis and Mefatim, Oitzi Shemra, or the Mamazik. And Milvashenik Savabatar means a chov moment that it's also written in the Chumash. It says in the Chumash, if you borrowed money, you have to pay back. But Milvashenik Savabatar, Tesis quotes Tesis and Ksubuk, quotes the Rabbein Hanano. Milvashenik Savabatar means even if it wouldn't have been written in the Chumash, I would have known on my own that you have to pay because you agreed. That was a Hischaibis Midas. Let's say I buy a house and I have to pay the $1 million for the house. And that's a Milvashenik Savabatar. Because it's self-understood, you agree to pay, so of course you have to pay. There are differences al pidin between a milvah haksuvatar, milvah shenikuvatar. That's the first sugya in Sanhedrin. The Gemara points out that in the first half of the parsha before Mkesav Tal V'Esami, the word Elohim appears three times. The word is sometimes kodesh and sometimes chol. When the sefer writes the sefer Torah, he has to know which psukim is it kodesh. He has to have a mind to be mekadesh it. Which psukim is it chol? So here, nikra bal bas elhu Elohim is chol. It's not kodesh. It means the dayanim smuchim. Vayelucha Elohim acher malpana is chol. That's not kodesh. The minchas chinuch always writes elokim with a kuf. Rav Soloveitchik was very upset why he writes elokim with a kuf. It's avodah zarah. If it's kodesh, then you want to put a kuf. You don't want to write the shem Hashem unnecessarily. Like Moshe Shem Shemaim Latol, but it's Chol, it's not Kodesh. Why does he put a Kuf over there?
Maybe it's just the printer.
Could be, I don't think so, because he writes it a lot of times. Could be the printer did it all the time. It's possible. The printers years ago used to take liberties that the printers today don't take. They used to change the text whenever they felt it would read better otherwise.
Yeah. Would that be the case of the printers didn't know as much as someone who was on
What?
Would that be the case with the printer wasn't as knowledgeable as the person who authored the safe? I mean, they didn't know that he had the whole Kodesh
Kodesh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the Gemara in the first Sugya in Sanhedrin has a discussion. The word Elohim appears three times in a Din Torah in the beginning of the parsha. So that establishes the Halacha. This is not a Balaturim. This is one of the Midrash HaTorah and Nidreshes men. You add up how many times the word appears in Chumash, and that establishes the number. Like the Gemara has a Masechah Shabbos, how do you know that there are Lama Tess of his Malachas? So one Tana says that you look from the beginning of Bereshis till the end of Chumash Dvarim, so the word Malacha appears 39 times. It appears much more than 39 times, so that's where there's a big Machlokes. So Rishonim had to figure out Pshat in the Gemara, but that's how the Gemara says it appears 39 times. So that's a Drosha Deraisa. The Gemara has Anaf Eitz Ovis. There's a Machlokes Hataram, how many Hadasim do you have to have? Our rabbis, you just have two, because it says arvei nachal in the plural and miyot rabim shnaim. And hadasim is a machlekes hatanaim. So one tana holds mikra adin, one hadas is good enough. Anaf eitzav is one hadas. The other tana insists mikra adin, you have to have three, because it says three words. Anaf eitzav is you add together the word. And the Gemara has karnas, and basukas. The Gemara says you add up how many times, how many tfanas you need, depends on how many times the word sukkah appears in Chumash. or how many zrikas adama ma'akiv in a carbon chatas, depends how many times does the word karnas appear in the chumash with respect to carbon chatas. Here also the word Elohim chol appears three times in the dine Torah of gzelus v'chavolus of the milvak silabat Torah. So that's how we establish that they need three smuchim. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroim whether Erev Parshas Kosev Khan, Ein Erev Parshas Kosev Khan. The second Parsha is Im Kesev Talves Ami. That's a Hischaibis Midas. That's a Milvashen Iksilabat Torah. So do you say Erev Parshas Kosev Khan, the three times Elohim, in the first Parsha in Mishpatim that establishes that you need three Smuchim, does that only apply to Gzelus Vahavolus, to Milvak Silabat Torah? Or do you say no, Erev Parshas Khan? It even applies to the second Parsha in Kesev Talves Ami. You also need Mikra Din Deraisa, three smuchim. The Raman Paskins, the Mikra Din Deraisa, that's called Hoidos Vahalvoz. His Chavis Midas called Hoidos Vahalvoz in the opening Sugya in Sanhedrin. The Raman Paskins, that Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher, that you don't need a Bezn of three, that there's no ear of Parshas, that three times Elohim is only Bagzelus Vahalvoz, and it doesn't carry over to Mkesav Talvez Sami. There are other differences also between The Gemara has the famous discussion. There is a difference between Milva Alpeh and Milva Bishtar. That Milva Alpeh, there are two differences. Milva Alpeh, the loiv is believed to say paraiti, and Milva Bishtar, the loiv is not believed to say paraiti because the Malva is holding on to the Shtar. So he says, Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. In fact, I'm holding on to the Shtar, is a right that you didn't pay. So the loiv would not be believed to say paraiti. And then there's another difference that's based on that, because Milva Alpeh, the loiv is believed to say paraiti, so even if the loiv admits that loiv para, but you can't collect from the lekuchas, Milva Alpeh, because it's Hoidos Baldin Chav Lachrini, Chashinan Lekinunya, you can't believe the loiv. If the loiv would have said paraiti, he wouldn't have to pay at all. So now that the loiv admits loiv paraiti, he says, make it a Hoidos Baldin that you should be able to collect from the lekuchas, so you can't. It's always totally zebizay. You can't collect from the lekuchas. The Shach writes in Chosh Mishpat every 50 pages that there's a klal. Whenever the loiv is believed to say paraita, he said that it can't be gvir from the lekuchas. So, la lochid is only shibu nechosim, the ability to collect from the lekuchas, if it's a milva bishtar. So the Gemara has a machlokes, should I declare that milva haksuva b'torah has the status kiksuva bishtar damya? All of the obvious nizikin, all of the chiyuvim that the Torah imposes, chayvon, mazik, pinyin aben, is also a chiyuv mama that the Torah imposes. So do you say all of the milvak silvat Torah, any chiyuv mama that the Torah imposes is kiksuva bishtar damya and it has automatically a shiba nechosim? Or do you say milvak silvat Torah lav kiksuva bishtar damya and there's no shiba nechosim? So the Gemara has a debate about that. But there are other dinim. There are other dinim where we know that there's a difference between Milvak Sivatar, Milvashenik Sivatar is no machlokes. Take, for example, the Me'iri in Baba Kama Dafayin has a famous chiddush. He quotes from the Chachmei Pervan that you don't apply Komlei B'dirabmine to his Chaybis Midas. Let's say a guy smoking a cigar on Shabbos and he borrows $1,000 from someone else. You're going to say Komlei B'dirabmine? Because he was Mahal Shabbos simultaneously with the Halvoa, so he doesn't have to pay. So the Me'iri says that it doesn't apply. The rabbin only applies that the chiyav misa pata is the chiyav mamon that the Torah imposes. So the Gemara has a drasha mishum misha achas ata mechayva yata mechayva mishum shtei rishios. It's only called a risha if it's a chiyav mamon that the Torah imposes. It's a hischavis mendas. You can't call it a risha. So the Miri writes like that. There's no komle bi the rabbin. There's a Rambam has a chiddush in Hilchos Malva Valoy. He writes yiroyli that a katan shalova. Let's say a cotton is mazik or a cotton is chayvel. So the Mishnah says chayrushay to be cotton pigiyosam raw, heim shechavel b'chayrim p'turim, heim shechavel b'hem chayovim. So the cotton is a chayvel or mazik, he doesn't have to pay. What if the cotton was lava? He borrowed money. So the Rambam writes royally that the cotton understands what he's doing. He's borrowing $10, and the other guy is mechuyif to pay back. The Rambam says you can't bring him to a din Torah, calls man that he's a cotton. But after he deal, then you'll be able to bring him to a din Torah, and he will be held responsible in the Yikar Adin to pay the money that he borrowed. So the Shach, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Rambam, so the Shach writes, he doesn't think that it's restricted only to cotton shalova, it's not only by halva. Let's say the cotton went to the store and he bought candy, and he says he's going to pay a quarter for the chocolate bar. And then he doesn't want to pay later on. So he thinks that also cotton shalava, cotton shakana, and he agreed to pay, and he understands, not a little infant, he understands what it means. So then, acha sheigdal, you can bring him to a dentor and make him pay, because it's a hischaivis midas. Whenever there's a hischaivis midas, even though cotton is a la bardas, but if it's hischaivis midas, then the cotton will be chayv, except Torah doesn't impose chayuvim on a cotton. He's a la bar chayuvim. Torah doesn't impose chayuvim, but if he accepted his chayuvim upon himself, he will make chayuv to pay. The Menchas Chinuch writes, there's another difference. The Gemara has a fantastic zereshova, like an octopus. Zereshova on 24 places connected. The Chof Dalet Ovis Nezikin. They all pay metav. In Karkois, the Karkois are divided into three categories. There's Idis, Beninis, and Ziburis. So we usually assume that Idis is the Aramaic word for Meitav. It says in Chumash by Shem Beregel, Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karmi Yishalbeim, that the Baal HaBehemah that made the Hezek with Shem Beregel has to pay with Meitav. So everybody usually assumes that Idis is the same thing as Meitav. The Sridi Yesh has this wild Chiddush that Idis and Meitav are two different things. I don't know. One big Talmud Chacham told me he thinks the Sridi Yesh is right. I don't know. I never read the essay, but Pashup Pshat and all the Gemara, Idis and Meitav are the same thing. So the Gemara says this Idis Beninis Nizbur. So the Gemara has this fantastic Zereshova from Shen Beregel to all the other Ovis Nezikin, Tachas Nesine Yishalom Kesef. Whenever any one of those four words appears, so all the Ovis Nezikin have to pay for Meitav. So if they ready, so the Menchas Chinuch has, they ready made such an encompassing, all encompassing Zereshova, that all the 24 Ovis Nezikin pay for Meitav, why couldn't they stretch it a little bit more and say that Aloiva has to pay Meitav? The Gemara says, no, Aloiva doesn't pay. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin Aloiva Mikra din pay Ziburis. Doesn't pay Meitav. Why? Make a Gzereshava to go Vaitas. And the Menchas Chinuch explains that the Gzereshava, Kulam Kovis, Lushalami Meitav, all the Ovis Nezikin, all the 24 Ovis Nezikin pay Meitav. That's only in the Zikin where the Torah imposes the Chiyuv upon you. When you accept it upon yourself, that's not included in the Gzereshov. A major difference between a Hischadis Midas and a Chiyuv Mama that the Torah imposes. The whole Din of Meitav is only on a Chiyuv Mama that's Milvak Silvabat Torah that the Torah imposes, not on a Chiyuv that you accept upon yourself. And it's interesting, and nonetheless, several of the Ovis Nezikin, the 24 Ovis Nezikin, so several of them are Shemachinim, Shemasachar, Hashol, Vasecher. Each one has to pay whatever they have to pay. Shemachinim is Chayiv Amshia. Shemasachar is Chayiv not only Amshia, even Agneiv Aveda. And Shol is not only Chayiv on those, he's Chayiv on Onsin as well. So whoever's Mchayiv to pay, when they have to pay Meitav. So we usually assume that I agreed to be a Shemer. You can't force me to be a Shemer Bal Korchi. The only one who becomes a Shemer Bal Koch is a Shemer Aveda. He picks up the Aveda, and the Torah imposes a chiyuv upon him that he has to become a Shemer. The Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. To what extent does he become a Shemer? Does he become a Shemer Chinam? Does he become a Shemer Socher? But that's the only Shemer who becomes a Shemer Bal Koch. Every other Shemer has to agree. So the Pashto says when he agrees, so Shemer Chinam, the Shem Achinim agrees to be only Chayiv and Pshir, Shem Socher agrees even to be Chayiv and Gneiv Aveda, and Shem Socher and the Shoyl even agrees to be Chayiv beyond. So you see from the Gemara it's not something. Menchas Chinuch says they wouldn't pay Meitav if it would be his Chayivus Midas, it's just an Umdinir. To what extent did he accept his Chayivus? He wouldn't have paid Meitav. The Abro Shomim are part of the Chof Talar Ovis Nezikin. So you see the pshat is, I agree to become a shomer, but once I agree to become a shomer, then the Torah imposes the chiyuv upon me. Can't make me a shomer bal korchi, but once I agree to serve as a shomer, then the Torah imposes the chiyuv. There's another difference also. Let's say I buy a candy, and the candy sell gumdrops, and they sell 10 for a penny. So I buy one. So the Torah never imposes a chiyuv mamon on less than a shavar puta, but his chayvus midas he can have on less than a shavar puta. A guy borrows in England, they used to have halfpennies, they still have, I don't know. They used to have halfpennies, half a penny. So it could be the halfpenny is today, a penny in America is less than a shavar puta. How do you determine how much is a pruta? So that we discussed a couple of weeks ago. A pruta depends on the value of silver. So the way silver sells today, a penny is less than a shavar puta. Years ago, a penny used to be more than a shavar puta. So, what if I borrowed a penny today. So that's his chayvus midas. I borrowed a penny. I agreed to pay back the penny, even though it's less than a shavur puta. I buy a little gumdrop, and it sells 10 for a penny. So I obligated myself to pay you a tenth of a penny. I have to figure out how am I going to pay you. Okay, that'll be an asik. How will I pay? But his chayvus midas, he can create even on less than a shavur puta. But the Torah only imposes chiyuvim on more than a shavur puta. So this is two basic types of chiyuvim mamon. One is Mishpatim, one is in Kesef Talvez Nami. Kesef Talvez Nami, that's a His Chayvus Midas. In the beginning, the Parsha is Mishpatim, the Obis Nezikin, that's a Milva HaKsil Batorah, Chiyuv Mamon that the Torah imposes. There are differences La Halacha. Yeah, this week.
Not familiar.
The simple reading of the Gemara in Bava Metzia is that it's a His Chayvus Midas. Shani Hoch Mikor Lo Shi B'Nafshei. Masa Shamachinim, Masa Shamasach Li Yispata Min Ha Gnei Vaveda. So the Gemara said, because Mikor Lo Shi B'Nafshei. So the Pashup Shad in Gemara is that it's a His Chayvus Midas, and he never accepted more than that. But the Minchas Chinuch says it can't be, because then it wouldn't pay Meitav. It would be the same as Malva Valoida. This week there's a special issue with respect to the Haftorah. The Gabbai made a whole research. The Haftorah is from Yirmiyah. The Haftorah speaks about the din that you have to set free the Eved Ivri after 6 years. Eved Ivri is Yotze B'Sheish. And the Pesukim say that Bnei Yisrael violated the din, and then they did Shuvah, and then they violated the din again, and that was one of the reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. The Nevi'im say later on, they didn't set free the Avadim after 6 years. It's interesting, the Haftarah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the din when he took us out of Mitzrayim. The Pashup Pshat is that Mishpatim, Pashup Mishpatim is given after Yisrael, after Maimon HaSinai was 7 weeks later, and the Haftarah it says B'yom Halosi Eschem Yeretz Mitzrayim. So that's why the Yerushalmi has a comment on one of the Pesukim by Yetzias Mitzrayim that Eved Ivri Yotze B'Sheish was given at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was given before Maimon HaSinai. The rest of Mishpatim is given in HaSinai or in Morah, but Morah Nitztavu Aladinim. The Gemara says Sham Sam Lachok Mishpat. So Gemara understands Mishpat means Dinim. But Morah Nitztavu Aladinim. Before Maimon HaSinai, but wasn't at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Eved Ivri Yotze B'Sheish, that din was given earlier. So then, the Haftorah is from Yirmiyah, where the Novi is complaining that Bnei Yisrael don't, they said they're doing tshuva and they're going to set free the Avodim, and they did, then they took the Avodim back again, violated, then he says, there's going to be a Churban because of the fact that they violated this din, they violated other dinim as well. Kodesh Boch is going to bring Dever and Rav and Asati Eschem Lezav Alochom Amlochos Ha'oretz, and the people who violated the Bris, HaKodesh Boch is going to punish them, Gefelach, terrible. Then Tzidkiyo HaMelech is going to be sent into Golas also. Everything is going to be terrible. Hinei Mitzav Anum Hashem HaShivosim Alir Azos Vindulchamo Aleo Ulochadu Asrafua Boesh V'sar Yehuda Etin Shmama Me'en Yoshev. Kodesh Boch is going to destroy Eretz Yehuda. That's the end of the Haftarah. So we have a minig, the Rambam mentions the minig, we have a minig, you don't begin bedovara, you don't end bedovara. Mikra din, there is no such din, because the Gemara says that, the Mishnah says, Eim afsikim b'toichoches, you're not allowed to make koisofes in the middle of the toichecha, the Mishnah Megillah, so the Gemara says, Mikra din, it only refers to the toichecha in b'chul koisai, and the toichecha in kisova, you may make koisofes, you may make hafsokas in the middle. Even they're going to begin and end with the dovara. The whole teichich is onshim for Bnei Yisrael. But the minig is, the Ramam and the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes, the minig is that you avoid beginning or ending with dovara. Sometimes you have no choice. Some of the parashas end. The Kedoshim, I think, most Yimsush named the Mayim Bom. Okay? So you have no choice. Other parashas also end with a dovara. But whenever you can avoid it, so the minig is you avoid it. So that's the shaila over here. So how can you end off the Haftorah? Etin Shmama, or Yehuda Etin Shmama, Main Yoshev, that's terrible. So we add on a few psukim, we add on two psukim that are pleasant. Lo Brisi Yom Alechuk Shmar Tzloi, Somti, Shoin, Akrisis Bris. The problem is that those two psukim are from chapter Lamed Gimel in Yirmiyah, and the whole Haftarah is from chapter Lamed Dalet. And the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, the Gemara says they didn't have fixed Haftarahs. Whoever got Maftar would say whatever section in the Nabi he wants to, as long as it has some connection with the Parshas HaShavua. So the Gemara says you can pick any Nevuah you want, but you shouldn't learn from two different Nevi'im. It has to either be from one Navi or the other, unless it's Treyasar. So Treyasar is one Sefer, even though they're 12 different people, 12 different Nevuahs, 12 different Nevi'im, but you can learn from two different Zorim. But you shouldn't learn Lamafreya. So there's a you shouldn't learn backwards. You shouldn't learn psukim and a later psukim before you learn the earlier psukim. So there's a machlokes, the case of Mishnah and the Magen Avraham on that Gemara, when it says if it's from Teriyasa you can learn from two different neviim, but you shouldn't learn lamafreya. So the case of Mishnah says it's only on Trasar that you're learning from two different neviim, then you shouldn't learn backwards lamafreya. But if you're learning from Yirmiyah, this Shabbos is from Yirmiyah. So there's nothing wrong with lining backwards. According to the Kesef Mishnah, this is fine. The Haftarah is fine, that we read the main part of the Haftarah is from Yirmiyah Lamed Dalet, and then we don't want to end off with a Dover Rav, so we add two psukim from Yirmiyah Lamed Gimel. So the Minig Olam is like the Kesef Mishnah. But the Magen Avraham quotes the Kesef Mishnah, and he disagrees. He says, no, that the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara is that Treyasa is treated like one Navi. You can lay from two different Nevi'im, but then Carmel and Mafreya shouldn't go out of order. So if you're laying from Yirmiyah, you shouldn't go out of order either. So the problem is, if you want to be choshish for the Magen Avraham, what do you do with the Haftarah of Mishpatim? So David Feinstein many years ago printed in the name of his father, Ramosha Feinstein, that you should add on a little bit. If you want to say it, love you see Omar Lila, say it before. Don't say it out of order. But then when you're going to end off Eten Shema, or Yehuda Eten Shema, Mimein Yosef, so you should add on a pasuk that says something nice. So it's, a few psukim later, it says that those people who will be Mekayim Kibarav, and they'll listen to their parents, so they will not be killed. They will be spared. So Rabbi Moshe says, you should add on those two psukim. You should add on those two psukim, so it'll be in order. Womp Shaloy Allah say them.
Well,
don't you say,
like,
what Rabbi Kiva said in the Makos, that that's really
a
sign
for Tovah,
because
once that's
Miskayim,
like, there's all these prophecies of destruction,
and
then it's also
right
that the other
copies
of...
Yeah, but still, the minig is that you don't do it. Even though the end is going to be Latoiva, but still, it's a Peronis for Yisrael, so the
minig
should have been not to.
Maybe this shouldn't be such a problem, even according to Magen Avraham, because the reason is that it's supposed to be the problem is you're going to go forward and backwards, so you're going to have to wait while you roll the sefer backwards to get back to where you're going. But if you're going right to the pasuk before, and you're not going so far backwards, if it's still within, if you have a scroll, if it's still in that same column, or you went over and you have them both open, you don't have to jump anywhere.
Uh-huh.
You're reading from one straight cup.
That's a good svara. Some of the Beis Yosef quotes this, that since Bizman is we learn from a printed chumash, so it's printed like this. So there is no tircha de tzibur. You're not going to hold the tzibur waiting. It's all printed out of order. So there's no problem. That's what some say. There's no problem of learning from two different Nevi'im either. Let's say it would be Mocha Chodesh. So many have the meaning. After you finish saying the Haftarah, so you say the first and the last pasuk of Mocha Chodesh. So others disagree. Not a lot of learning from two different Nevi'im. So the Beis Yosef quotes the justification. He says, no, that's because it's going to be Techa de Tzibura. Everybody's going to be waiting till he rolls the right place in the other note. But if it's printed in the Chumash, just put your finger over here and you finish that. You start saying this after. So there's no Techa de Tzibura at all. So we usually avoid that.
Again, Rambam, he holds very strongly you shouldn't use a printed Chumash, though. Rambam has a very sharp piece about only using a clap for after.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But the Nevi'im that you repeat the second last pasuk and you end the Navi, also according to the Nevi'im that's included, that the Mafreya is in any Navi, is that called the Mafreya?
Probably not. That's a very old minig. That's probably from the days of the Gemara, that they repeat next to the last pasuk. Probably not. You said everything in order, and then you repeat the pasuk, not to end off the Dover Rav. Right, so that's a discussion in the Beis Yosef. So they say, even so, Even so, you shouldn't learn out of order. It's not because of the Tichah de Tzibur that you're going to have to wait till he finds a place. It's not right to learn out of order. So that was Rav Moshe Feinstein's suggestion. So that's what the Gabbai is going to announce on Shabbos. They're going to add the two psukim that Rav Moshe suggested that appear afterwards.
So in the case that you don't read off the top, which is probably crucial, is it proper to read along with the
The Talmidim of the Gro write, based on what they heard from the Gro, that Dvarm Shebechsav Yatav Rashal Yomer Al Peh, the Vilna Gaon holds the Iker, Tosfos has the Kasha, we say Kriya Shema Bal Peh, we say Asher Yeshev Yisach, we say Oz Yashir, we say so many things Bal Peh. So Tosfos gives in different Mesich, they give different answers. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the best answer is what Tosfos writes in Temura, that the Din of Dvarm Shebechsav Yatav Rashal Yomer Al Peh only goes Lahotzi Acher Midei Chayvosin. It goes on the Balkore, that the Balkore can't be Moitzeh Ditzibur if he's going to say Balpeh. So if he's saying from a printed Chumash, that's Alpidin called Balpeh. It's not written, it's not a Sefer Shalom. So based on what they understood from the Vilna Gaon, they recommend that at least nine people should say along with the Oyla La Torah. So each person will be Moitzeh himself with the Haftar. And if the Balmafta is going to read from a printed Chumash, that's Balpeh, so it can't be Moitzeh Rav Mederchei Vosam. So everybody wants to be Yotze the Haftar should say for himself. Right.
Do you have an opinion against the Vilna Gaon? It's not a very well-known thing, from what I've seen, that people know
really long. Right. So that's famous. The Talmidim of the Gro wrote that. They didn't hear it from the Gro. They heard it. They said it based on what the Vilna Gaon said. Pshat, and he felt that that opinion in Tosfos and Temura is the Iker, that Dvarim Shebechsav Yatav Rashal Yomer Al Peh goes on Big Motzi. So that's where they developed that idea.
Such a good idea
because
people are going to be loud and bother other people, and also you're going to
make
some of the
brachas.
So he says,
it
doesn't suggest that he says he should just listen.
Okay.
It might depend if they're reading from
a klapta. So reading from a klapta, people should bedavka not say along, they should be yotze. Like when the balkari is laying the parsha, you shouldn't read along. You have to pay attention to the balkari to be yotze. Yeah, this is the Chumer from the Talmidei HaGro, based on what the Vilna Gaon said. Then, within the category of Emul V'Haksuva B'Torah, the first half of the Parsha, up until Kesef Tal V'Esami, so then there are three different types of Chiyuvei Momen that we spoke about every so often. There's Momen, and there's Knas, and there's Kapara. Let's say I break your windows, so I have to pay other mamazik, so that's momen. If a person steals $1,000 and he has to pay that karen v'kefil, so the karen is momen and the kefil is knas. Whenever you pay yoisim imashe hizik, whenever the tashlumen is not lemalei asachi soren, whenever it's not to make good the hefsid that I'm responsible for, then it's considered knas. So the major difference between momen and knas is that moedib knas is potter. It's based on the pasuk in today's sedra, she'ashin elohim, Yishalim Shnaim L'Rayehu, so the Gemara darshans, Ashi Ashin Elohim Pratlam Ashi Asatzmo, that he's not Nemon to establish Einon Amesim Atzmei Rosha. He's not believed to say that he did an Avera, and the Olchi of Knas is always to pay, to make him pay an Oynish for having violated some Avera or another. So this is the Mokker of the other Din. The Gemara has a Din Einon Amesim Atzmei Rosha. Where's the Mokker? The Mokker is this Lashon. He's not believed, and you can't pay cut, and you can't pay knas unless the bezdin ascertains that he did an avera. The bezdin has to have a bira that he did an avera, and they have to punish him. Let's say a person knows on his own that he robbed, he did a geneva of $100, and he wants to do the right thing. He wants to pay back $200. Karen in the kefil, $100 karen, $100 kefil. So the Gemara in Bava Kama says, and the Rishalmi says the same, that if you pay knas on your own, you haven't accomplished anything, because knas has to be b'toras onesh, and an onesh has to be mibachutz. Let's say a person knows that he did an aver, he's going to give himself malchus. A person knows he's machal shab, he's going to commit suicide, going to kill himself. So there's no inyan to give yourself malchus or to give yourself misa. Onesh has to be imposed by acherim, by the bezin. So this onesh of knas also has to be imposed by the bezin. Hashi Hashin Elohim Prat l'mashiyas atzmai. See, he's not neman to ascertain that he did an aveira. Let's say the guy says, I robbed the bank $1,000. So why do they believe him even? Say, why do you believe him that he even has to pay the keren? You say, we don't believe him. So the achrenim asked that kasha. The Rishonim ask it, the Ran and the Ksubas, the Afayim Beis, the Ran and the Rif asks it. So the Achreinim explain the Ran that you say Pagin and Dibura. We believe you that you say you owe the bank $1,000, but we don't believe the background. When you admit that you owe money, you don't have to give an explanation why you owe the money. You say, you owe $1,000. So he says, I owe $1,000 to the bank because I robbed the bank $1,000. So we don't believe him what he says he robbed the bank. That's Pagin and Dibura. We can't accept that half of what he said because Einan Ames Matzmei Rosha. Well, you believe that he owes the money. But in order to pay knas, it doesn't make sense to say, we're going to believe him, he owes $2,000. He says he robbed the bank, he owes Karen the Kev. He's not chayv to pay the knas unless the bezin paskins that he's chayv. You have to have a birur mi bachutz. Not he himself is not believing. You have to have a birur mi bachutz. And he must say, simotze bi yodo hagnevim, sharach maritza chayim shnayim shalim. The Gemara says, "Himotze b'edim, timotze b'dayanim." You have to have edim. He's not believed on his own to say that he did the avera of stealing, and timotze b'dayanim. You have to have a bezin has to paskin that is chayiv. Once a bezin paskins that is chayiv, so you don't say he has to resist when they want to make him pay. He has to resist in order that once a bezin paskins that the guy is chayiv malchus, so they'll give him the malchus over here. Once the bezin paskin has to pay, so he can pay out of his own goodwill. He can make out the check. He doesn't have to wait till they're going to force him to give the money. That's called Alpi, that's called the Neunish Mibachutz. Once the Bezin paskins that he owes the $2,000, so he pays. That's called the Neunish. But on your own, there is no Einish. So that's the basic difference between Mammon and Knas, that Knas is an Einish. And Mammon is you mechuyif to pay to make good the hefset that you are responsible for. I borrowed $1,000. Of course, I have to pay back $1,000. I stole $1,000. Of course, I have to pay back $1,000. You bought a house for $1,000,000. Of course, you have to pay. So that's lemalei achisaron. I was mazik you $1,000. So it's my responsibility to make good. So that's mammon. And knas, when it doesn't correspond, it's not lemalei achisaron. And then there's a third category that's called kapara. That's kufra kapara. If a shor amud kills an adam, so the Torah says mikoyfa yusha solov, that the Baal HaShor has to pay Koifer. So the Gemara says that Koifer is not Mammon, Koifer is Kapara. Kufra Kapara, not Kufra Mammon, Kufra Kapara. So Tesis asks the Bekama on that daf, what's the difference for the Kufra Kapara, Kufra Mammon? What's the difference, Halacha L'maaseh? So one might have perhaps thought that there should be a difference if he's believed on his own. That Moide B'Knas is Ein HaNemon. What about Moide B'Kapara? So that difference is not correct. That's a beferish and mishnah in Eilu Nairis. That kofer you are mishalem al piyatzmo. So whether kufr mamon or kufr kapara doesn't make a difference. He is chayv to pay on his own. So what's the difference whether kofer is mamon or kofer? We paskin kofer kapara. It's kapara. What's the difference whether you label it kapara mamona? So Taisus rattles off six nafkaminas, a whole bunch of nafkaminas. So one nafkamina is, surprising nafkamina, Erechud is believed. Eid Echad is not believed in Mammon, Eid Echad is not believed in Kanas, but Eid Echad is believed on Kapara. If an Eid Echad comes and says, my Shor Amud killed an Adam, so the Gemara says, I'm a chuyif to pay. Kapara is considered like Yisa V'Heter. It's not a chiyib. Mammon and Kanas is a chiyib bein Adam L'Chaveira. So bein Adam L'Chaveira is called Mammon, so for that you need a birur of Shnei Eidim. But Kufr Kapara, Kapara is considered a bein Adam L'Makayim. I need a kapara, klap yishma, I need a kapara. So Eid Echad is neman. Even though I get the kapara by paying money to you, it doesn't make a difference. It's, since it's ben adam lamakam, so Eid Echad is believed over here. So chidish, that's a beferish gemara. Kufr kapara. What's another difference? The Tosfos says, kom lebi dirabmine. Tosfos has a chidish. That kom lebi dirabmine doesn't apply to kapar, only applies a chi of misa, patas, and a chi of mammon, whether the chi of mammon is mammon or knas, but there's no kom lebi dirabmine on kapar. Then Taisa says, a third nafkamina, mechila, can the other person be moichel? So if it's a chi of mammon or knas, the other party can be moichel. It's chi of kapara, Taisa interprets mishnayas, the Rasha mishnayas trumas disagrees with Taisa, but Taisa interprets the mishnayas as saying that the mechila doesn't work. And there's no kamla with the rabbinay, and there's no mechila. He's not a balabas to be mechel. I need a kapara. It's klapi. It's a bin adam lamakim. How is he like? I like tefillin. So you're going to be moichel me. I don't have to like tefillin. What does it have to do with you? I need a kapara. Bin adam lamakim. The kapara happens to be that I give you the money, but you have no ability to be moichel. That's what Tosis claims. Tosis has a whole list of nafkaminas ledin. It's all based on gemaras. All of the chidushim are based on gemaras. So there are three different categories of within the category of milvah ksuva b'Torah chiyuvim mamon that the Torah imposes. So there are three different categories. There's mamon and there's knas that the Gemara talks about a lot. Mighty b'knas is potter, and then there's kapara, which the Gemara talks a little bit about, not so much. And Tosfos digs out all the Gemara. Tosfos did the research, and Tosfos picks out eidechor is neman, and there's no kam levi the rabbinin, there's no mechila. And a suffix mamayna lakula doesn't apply. Whenever you have a suffix, you would go to chumra. It's like a suffix deraisa lachumra. It's not a suffix mamayna. A whole bunch of nafkeminas. The Rambam has a klal in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs to list off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs, 248 mitzvahs sesei, 365 mitzvahs lo sesei. He was not the first, he was not the last to write. So a lot of his sefer is a polemic against the halachas gedolos. The Bahag gave a listing of the mitzvahs, and the Rambam disagrees with a lot of things that the Bahag writes. And the Ramban's commentary on the Hasogas on the Sefer HaMitzvahs is to defend the Bahag. The Ramban doesn't always agree with the Bahag, but he feels that it wasn't right that the Rambam is mevaza the Bahag so much. A lot of times the Ramban in the Melchamas comes to defend the Rif. He doesn't always agree with the Rif, but he's upset why the Balamor attacked the Rif so viciously. He says the Rif can be defended. So the same thing in the Hasogas HaRamban, in the Sefer HaMitzvah. He doesn't always agree with the Halachas Gedolos, but he feels that the Halachas Gedolos opinion can be defended. So the Rambam takes issue with the Halachas Gedolos. The Baha counts Lysinov three times. You're not allowed to be Mizana with an Eshish Ish who's an Arusa, and there the punishment will be, if she's a Nara Hamarasa, punishment will be Skila. Now let him imzan with an Eshish Ish who's an Esua, and then the punishment will be Chenek. And now let him imzan with a Baskoyan, and then her punishment will be Sreifa. So since there are three different punishments, sometimes Skila, sometimes Sreifa, sometimes Chenek, so the Baha counts it as three Lavim, not to be imzan with an Arusa, not to be imzan with an Esua, not to be imzan with a Baskoyan. So the Rambam says that's a joke. It's one pasuk losinov. How do you count the same pasuk three times? Doesn't make sense. Can't count one pasuk twice. So the Ramban writes in the Hasogas on the Rambam that the Rambam himself violated his own klal. That the Rambam counts the pasuk elakim loisikalel twice. This pasuk is a law for one who is megadef es Hashem. The Torah says one who is megadef es Hashem is chayiv skila, chayiv misa. And it's also a law for one who is Mekal Dayan. Elohim Mesekalel, Loshen Chol, like Nikbal Baisel Elohim. Then it goes on a Dayan who has Smicha. If you have a Dayan has Smicha, if you Mekal Lodim Israel, you're over on the law of Mesekal Cherish. If you Mekal a Dayan, so you get twice Malkus. Once Malkus because of Mesekal Cherish, and once Malkus for Elohim Mesekal. So the Ramam counts it twice in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Then the Rambam also counts twice. The other pasuk also in today said, "Rishmos yalei machem lo yisaskir lo yisham al picha." So the Rambam counts that laugh twice. It's the Gemara points out that hamesis, if I convince someone else to worship Abed Uzara, so the mesis gets misas bezin also. But where's the laugh? The Gemara says this is the laugh. "Rishmos yalei machem lo yisaskir lo yisham al picha." Is the law for Mesis. So the Mesis is Chai Mis. Then also, this law is one who's Nishba B'Shem Avodah Zorah, one who swears in the name of an Avodah Zorah, and you like it. So the Rambam counts it twice. So the Ramban says, it's a nice klal what the Rambam developed against the Bahag. How can you count the Pasuk twice? And the Rambam has a long Arichas in Shorish Tes. The Rambam has 14 Shoroshim in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he comments on the Pasuk. So the Gemara has different levels of interpretation on the Pasuk. The Rambam talks specifically about that. So he says, even though the Pasuk is called so many different Isurim, unrelated Isurim, you only count it once in the Sefer HaMitzvah. You don't count it several times. Or, for example, we speak every so often about the pasuk Lo Sechanen. So Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Chav has three different levels of interpretation on Lo Sechanen. It means you're not allowed to, the Nochri shouldn't be Noisichem B'Yanechem, I shouldn't praise an Nochri. And another love is not to give a Matnas Chinam to an Nochri, Meloshen Chinam, Meloshen Chain, Meloshen Chinam. Then the Gemara says the third level of interpretation is Meloshen Chanoya. You shouldn't sell a property in Eretz Yisrael to a Nochri, or you shouldn't let a Nochri rent your apartment. So there are three different levels of three totally unrelated Isurim. So you only count it as one law with three levels of interpretation. So that's the Rambam's klal. You don't count the Pasuk, even though the Pasuk is kol of many different Isurim. You only count it once. You don't count how many Inyonim there are. You only count if it's only one Pasuk, so you only count it once. So the Ramban asked, how come the Rambam contradicted himself? That he counts Elikim Lo Sekalal twice, and he counts Shmos Elohim Lo Saskil Lo Yisham Al Picho also twice.
Does it need to be a full pasuk to be alive? Could it be the Rambam's kind of a shame that Elohim Lo Saskil is alive with Mesis, and Lo Yisham Al Picho is those are two separate
lavim? Could be. Yeah, it won't help on Elikim Lo Sekalal. I said it over wrong. The Ramban didn't ask these two. The Ramban asked two other. The Rambam says that Mekalalov v'imoy is chayv misa and Makav v'imoy is chayv misa. Where is the lav for Mekalalov v'imoy? So it's the same pasuk loisakal cheresh. So the Rambam counts loisakal cheresh twice. Once for Mekal Adam Yisrael, and once for Mekalalov v'imoy. Then where is the lav for Makav v'imoy? There is no separate lav. It's the same lav. Lo Yosef ben Yosef. Even when a person deserves malchus and the shliach bez and gives them malchus, he's not allowed to give one extra halkor. Lo Yosef la koisa. That's the same law for makor adam Yisrael applies to makor avima. So it's only one pasuk. So the Rambam counts the pasuk twice. So the Ramban asks from those two, and then the Mishnah Melech points out that the Ramban should have asked from the other two as well. These two that I mentioned. Lekim lo sekalo, and the other one Shmos al machem lo saskir. So maybe you have a teretz on Shmos al machem lo saskir. That's a teretz, but on the others there's no teretz. So the Megillas Esther is a commentary on the side of the Sefer Mitzvahs. It was written by a man whose mother Esther passed away, and he writes as he's going to print his mother passed away. So he wanted to memorialize his mother. So he called the Sefer Megillas Esther. Would have been written by a woman, we would read it also, but it wasn't written by a woman, it was written by a man. So he quotes, he often gives his own suggestions to defend the Rambam, and he often quotes from others. So here he quotes from the Rashbates, who wrote the Sefer Zohar HaRakia. The Rashbates wrote his own Sefer HaMitzvahs. He disagreeing with everybody who preceded him, and some idea the Rashbates develops to defend the Rambam. So the Rashbates develops the following idea. The Rambam's klal that you don't count a pasuk twice, even though it includes many different prohibitions, would not apply in these four cases, because in all the four cases, the one Isa has Misa, the other Isa has Malkus. So that's an androgynous. How can it be that there's one pasuk that sometimes has Misa, sometimes has Malkus? The Rambam writes in the first perek in Hilchas Tshuva that the lavim in the Torah are divided into two categories, the Isurim Kalim and Isurim Chamurim. What's the difference? So the Rambam has an afkamina that the Rambam develops the whole theme in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Tshuva. There's never any kapara unless the person does tshuva. Let's say that Bezin gives Mises Bezin. So if the guy says vidui, if he does tshuva, he says vidui, then he gets a kapara. If he doesn't say vidui, he doesn't get a kapara. That's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Then the Rambam says when a person gets Malkus, also he gets Kapara. When he gets the Malkus, he gets Kapara, only if he says Vidui. If he doesn't say Vidui, he doesn't get a Kapara. Then Yom Kippur is Mechaper, so there's a Machloikis HaTanoim. And the Rambam feels that we should accept the opinion that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper if also Tshuva, if Loi also Tshuva not. Some of the Goinim felt we should pass like the other Tana, like Rebbe. Yom Kippur is Mechaper even if Loi also Tshuva. And it's an afkamina la halacha l'maisa also. Otherwise, how would the Tanaim argue if it's not nagei ledina? So it's an afkamina ledina also. So the Rambam paskins that there's no kapara when a person brings a korban. If a person was mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg and he brings a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, he has to recite vidui before he the makriv the korban chatzis. Otherwise, he doesn't get a kapara. That's what we mentioned from the Mincha Saluza. The Minkacha was the main anti-Zionist in the early 1900s. So he was always attacking the Zionists, the secular Zionists, and he attacked the religious Zionists. So he said, what do they think? They're going to go to Eretz Yisrael and get a Mechilas Avinas. The Gemara says, whoever walks to Al-Aramis in Eretz Yisrael gets a Mechilas Avinas. He said, that's only if you do tshuva. He quotes, Mayelta Zedah, the Pnei Yeshua, he writes. My ancestor, the Pnei Yeshua, writes on that Gemara, it's only if you do tshuva. These guys are not prepared to do tshuva. They're not, walking in Eretz Yisrael is not going to give them a kapara. You only get a kapara if you do tshuva. So the Rambam writes, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayam, the Soyer HaMishtaleach was Mechaper on all kinds of Averis. So on Averis Kalas, it was Mechaper even if the people didn't do tshuva. On Averis Chamuris, it's only Mechaper if you do tshuva. The Rambam quotes such a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. I think in the Bavli it doesn't, but in Yerushalmi there's such a Gemara. That the Soyer HaMishtaleach is Mechaper. So what's the definition? What's Chamuris and what's Kalas? So Kalas is Chayvi Malkus, and Chamuris is Chayvi Krisis and Mises Bezen. So the Rambam has two different categories of lavim. There's a lav chomer and a lav kal. So that's what the Zohar HaRakia, that's what the Megillah says, the quotes from the Rashbates, from the Zohar HaRakia. If you have a lav that we know sometimes gets mis and sometimes gets malchus, that's impossible. Is it a lav chomer? Is it a lav kal? So the Rambam holds in such a situation that, let's say, Negadif es Hashem is loike. And if he's Mekalav Dayan, we have a tradition that he's like it. All the Tanoim say that he's like it. So they must have had a tradition that the Lav counts as two separate Lavim. One is a Chomer that you get Misa, and one is an Isa Kal that you get Malkus. All the four Lavim. Mekalav Odom Yisrael Makah, Makah Odom Yisrael sometimes gets Malkus. Mekalav Vyima Makah Ova Vyima is Chayv Misa. So you can't be included in one Lav. So that's why the Rambam felt compelled, that's the teretz of the Zohar Kiyah. The Rambam felt compelled to count these four lavim as two lavim. Each one counts twice, because one Iser is an Iser Kal, one Iser is an Iser Chomer. It's a Chiddush. At the end of this pasuk, Elokim lo sekalel, says, V'nosi b'yamcha lo sa'or. You're not allowed to curse the Nosi. The Rambam quotes the Mechilta, commenting on this pasuk. The Nasi is the Melech. So let's say my father has smicha, and he's the Melech. So I'm over the lav of Losikal Cheresh, Mekal Adam Yisrael, and he's my father. So that's another lav. The Rambam counts, even though it's only one pasuk, the Rambam counts it as two different lavim. And then he has smicha, so it's the third lav. And he's the Melech. So it's the fourth lav. So the Rambam quotes the Mechilta that you get four times Malkus. The Mefarshim on the Rambam ask, but we paskin in the third perek of Malkus, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, whether if you have a lav shenitan asaras mises bezin, can you get Malkus? Let's say a friend of mine is being Mechal Shabbos. I warn him, don't be Mechal Shabbos. But I don't want to give him the death penalty. We're good friends. So I said, don't be Mechal Shabbos. We're going to give you Malkus. And he says, I don't care. Give me all the Malkus you want. So do you give Malkus? You can't give Misa because we never warned him for Misa. There was no Hasra. We only gave him Hasra for Malkus. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. And we paskin like Rabbi Akiva that since the lav of Mechal Shabbos is the lav shenitan la'asaras Misa Bezen, it's an Isa Chomer. So it's not Dumi the lav da Hasima. You don't get Malkus if you violate an Aver, which is similar to Lo Sachsim Shabbidisha, because we mentioned in Chumash Dvarim, Yidarshan Smuchim, if you have two Psukim, one next to the other. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Yivamis, in Kol HaTarakuli, you don't Darshan Smuchim, except for Mishnah Torah. Chumash Dvarim, Yidarshan Smuchim. So the Pasuk, V'hayon bin HaKos HaRasha, V'hi Pil HaShef, V'kol HaFonik, K'devi Shasa B'mitzvah, give Malkus, is written right next to the Pasuk, adjacent to the pasuk of Lasach Mishab Bedisha. So that's how all the Tanoim established that one only gets Malkus if he violates an Avera that's similar to Lav Da Chasima, Lasach Mishab Bedisha. So similar has to be that it's not a Lav Shenitan Lasaras Mises Bezin, it's an Isa Kal, it's an Isa Chomer that sometimes gets Misa, so then you don't get any Malkus. So that's a Pella. This Mechilta is Mechilta the Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? So the Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel talks about giving Misa, my father is the Melech. And my father is my father. So Mikala Lavima should get Misa. But they gave me Hasra. They said, don't curse your father because he has Smicha and he's the Melech. and he's Jewish. What was the fourth one? He's Jew and he's Jewish. Four lavim. So they want him. Don't curse your father. You're going to get four times malchus. If you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that the lab shenit and lasaris misses bezin and like him all of a sudden, then you give four times malchus.
Is the melech kosher
ladun? The melech kosher ladun. Min haTorah he's kosher ladun. Mid the rabbanu we don't let him be done. Yeah. No, but he can still get smicha. Elikim loisgal. Elikim means he has smicha. Even if he's not functioning as a dayan. Yeah. So that's what they ask on the Rambam. How can the Rambam quote this lahalacha that you get four times malchus? The lav of Mekalal Aviv, fine, the Rambam counts it twice. Mekalal Aviv is on Mekalal Aviv Imai, even though it's one in the same pasuk, you count it as two lavim, but you never get. That's exactly why the Rambam counted as two lav, because one gets Misa and one gets Malkus. So the lav that gets Misa, you can never give Malkus on that. So that's what they ask a kash on the Rambam. So the lav nasi b'yamcha l'asar, the nasi goes on the melech. There's a din of soyer nasi. There's a din of a person is mechal Shabbos. Person doesn't aver b'shoigig, it says in Parshas Vayikra, he does tshuva, so he has to bring a korban chata. So if he's a head yod, he's a private individual, so he brings kizbo osira. If he's the kohen gadol, so he has to bring parkoy mashiach. And if he's the melech, so he brings soyer nasi. So the Gemara says that the institution of nasi, asher nasi yechta, it says, asher nasi yechta. So the Gemara explains in Harius that the nasi only refers to the melech, does not refer to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Tanoim used to refer to the Rosh HaSanhedrin as the nasi, but based on the context of the pasuk there, so the Gemara says the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not included in that din, asher nasi yechta. So asher nasi only applies to the melech, it doesn't apply to, does not apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Here on this pasuk, the Ramban writes he's not sure. Nasa b'yamcha lo sa'or, the haychacha that the Tanoim had on that parshin, Vayikra, that the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not included in the Soyer Nasi, is only based on the context of that pasuk. On this pasuk, he could perhaps include Rosh HaSanhedrin as well. So the Ramban Chumash writes he's not sure. The Rambam writes he is sure. The Rambam says on this pasuk, Nasi b'yamcha lo sa'or, it goes both on the Melech and on the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Rambam is sure. So he quotes that mashal from the Mechilta. I'm cursing my father. So he's Jewish and he's my father and he has smicha. He's Elohim loisikalal, and he's also the melech. He's the melech. So I get four times malchus. The Rambam writes. So the Rambam quotes that this din applies even if he's not the melech, even if he's the Rosh HaSanhedrin. You also have the lav enase b'yamcha loisor. The Gemara talks all the time about two people who are apostle, korev apostle. The korev my relatives, korev my apostle ladies, because of the pasuk that says liyim so avos al banim ubanim liyim so avos ish becheto yumasa. Ish becheto yumasa means you don't punish one person for the sins of another person. What do you need at the beginning of the pasuk liyim so avos al banim ubanim liyim so avos? The sefer the kra says it all. Ish becheto yumasa. The Gemara understands. Liyim Sabas al Bana means Liyim Sabas Be'edis Bana. The Banim Liyim Sab Be'edis Sabas. So the Pasuk is establishing the din, Akraivim Apostolated. And then the Gemara goes into the details. To what extent? What is my third cousin? So third cousin's Akashalated. So to what extent the Apostle? So the Gemara learns that from the Psukim, how far the Kraivim go. So you have Karev, Apostle. So the Karev is a Psul. Who's the Apostle? The Apostle is a Russia. So which Russia is Apostle? So that's the Pasuk in today's Sedra. Al Tosh is Adchem Rasha Leo Seit Chomas. Rasha de Chomas is Pasalaitis Vashu. Rasha de Chomas means a person who steals. He robs from other people. Let's say he doesn't steal. Let's say he's nice, Bein Adam Lachaveiro, but he doesn't keep kosher because it's too expensive. He doesn't aver Machmas Chim with Mammon. So the Gemara said that's also a Rasha de Chomas. If a person is Echon Neveil, is lit a Yavain, because keeping kosher is expensive. So he wants to save himself a few $1,000s every year. So that's called a Rosh HaDechamas. What if a person is a Rosh HaDalav Dechamas? Kashrus is not from his principles, not that he's compromising on the He never keeps kosher. He never keeps kosher. Echon Neveil is Lahachas. Lahachas doesn't mean he wants to give God a heart attack. God's not going to get the heart attack. Lahachas means Eino Makbid. He just doesn't care. He's an erlicha person. Whatever his principles are, he would never compromise. So that's a machlokes Abai v'Rava. There are many disputes Abai v'Rava in the Gemara, and all of the machlokes in the next generation, they took a vote, and in all of the machlokes in the majority, the consensus was like Rava, except for six cases. That's the famous Yalkagam. The Rosh Tapes are the six cases where the din is like Abaye, not like Rava. So the mem of Yalkagam, some of the letters are questionable what they stand for. But the mem of Yalkagam is clear in the Gemara. It stands for Mumer Echon Nevelus Lahachis. Is he possible Eidus or not? He's not a ganav. He doesn't cheat in business. And he doesn't compromise on religious principles for Parnassa. But these are not his principles. Kashrus and Shabbos and Taras HaMishpacha are not his principles. He just doesn't observe them. So that's a machlekes Abai v'Rav. And we paskan like Abaye, that the Mumer Echon Nevelus Lahachis is also possible Eidus. So that's a question that Ketzos HaChoshen quotes from the Rishonim, that there's a question, what's the nature of the psul? The Gemara in Bava Basra, towards the end of Bava Basra, draws a contrast between the psul of Kroivim as opposed to the psul of Rasha. That a Kroivim apostolatus is Gzeres HaMelech. We would call Gzeres HaKosu. Gemara calls it Gzeres HaMelech. What Moshe and Aaron are going to come to testify. So we don't believe them. The Choshet that someone's telling a lie. No. There's no chashash meshaker when two brothers come. Not necessarily chashash meshaker. It's exeris hamelach that two brothers are not nemonim. Masheni kein a Russia. The Torah says al tosh just from liyos eid chomas where fate is going to give eid a sheker. The Russia is ain't a nemon because there's a chashash meshaker. So the Gemara says what's the difference halacha lemaise? Gemara says the difference is like this. Let's say there are two chaverim when they learned in yeshiva. They learned Bechavrusa, then one of them married the sister of the other one, and now they're brothers-in-law. So now they're not kosher ladies. But 20 years ago, when they learned in yeshiva, they were kosher ladies together. So you have a shtar that's produced, the shtar comes up today, and it has the date from 20 years ago, and these two chavrusas are signed on the shtar. So the Gemara says, you're not choshesh adeh meshaker. By kroivim, there's no chashash meshaker. It's exeris hamelos. So you're not choshesh that maybe they wrote Ashtar b'sheker, and they wrote the date from 20 years ago. There's no chashash m'shaker. So since, according to the date, the Zman HaKosta b'shtar was written at the time that they were kosher leiders, they weren't related yet. So the shtar can be brought to bezin, and you'll collect based on it. What if you have a shtar that was signed by a guy 20 years ago? 20 years ago he learned in yeshiva, he was religious. And now he gave up the whole religion. In the last 20 years he gave up the whole religion, he doesn't keep mitzvahs anymore. So the Gemara says, if he's a Rosh HaDechomas, if he went into business and he cheats in business, he's a ganav, a Rosh HaDechomas, machmas chimut baman, then he's a chashash meshaker, you have to be choshesh, then maybe he signed b'sheker. So he can't accept such a shtar. So the Ketzos quotes from the Mesivas, that's one of the Rishonim, that the Mesivas with a nun, the Mesivas, Bala Mesivas, one of the earlier Rishonim, he had a suffix, what's the din? We paskan like Abaye b'Yalkagam that the Mumer Echon Nevelus Lahachis is also Pasaleidus. They say the Mumer Echon Nevelus L'Teyovan, the one who does Averis Machmas Chimut Mammon, by him there's a Chashash Meshaker. But the fellow who's a Mumer Echon Nevelus Lahachis, he's very principled. It's just that this is not from his principles. So this is Akzeris HaMelech, it's Akzeris HaKosub that the Baal Averis, the Russian, is Pasaleidus. But there's no Chashash Meshaker, or should I say no? The Pasuk tells me that even a Mumer Echon Nevelus Lahachis is also Chashash Meshaker. So the Mesivas has the Sofik Benegeir to the Shtar. If the Shtar, the guy used to learn in the Yeshiva, and now, not that he went into business and he cheats everybody in business, or he became a conservative rabbi and he compromised on his principles for the sake of Parnassa. No, he's no longer observant, but he's very honest. He's very honest. So would you say there's a chashash meshaker, the shtar is no good? He'd say, no. It's a gzeres hamelach, like kroivim. Since the shtar was, according to the date, Zman HaKosmo, shtar was written 20 years ago, so it's good. So that's the nafkamina he has. Then the achroinim quoted, when he get to Meis Baila. And Heter Agunas, Mikir Adin Derai said, the simple reading of the Gemara is to establish that a husband died, that the woman should be permitted to remarry, so you should have really needed two kosher eidim. So the Tanoim, during the Roman persecutions, the Tanoim were Mekel. It's a big question, how did they have the right to be Mekel? That the Poshim Shanim, well, the Tanoim were Mekel on the Din Derais, and they said, Eid Echod is Neman. But the Erechot is Neman, it doesn't have to be a kosher eight, even a Nachrim is Sikh, Levi Tuma is good, an Isha, an Eved, a Nemanim, but Gazlon Deraisa, the Gemara says, is Pasalait is Isha. There are a lot of people in the Mishnah who are called Gazlon Midirabbanim, Mesachet Bikuvia, Malve Beribis, Sechre Shviyas, that's Gazlon Derabbanim. So Gazlon Shal Devireim is Kosherait is Isha. But a Gazlon Shal Ter is Choshed Lushaker. So he's not kosher leidus isha. So that's the big nafkamina. It doesn't come up so often that you have a shtar that was signed 20 years ago and the guy now is no longer religious, and at the time that he was religious, that doesn't come up so often. But this comes up, unfortunately, all the time. Someone is killed, and someone from the Israeli army who's absolutely not religious, but he's an honest guy. He never cheats anybody. He's a mumrach on the beilus lahachas. He's not observant at all, but he's honest. So he testifies that his buddy was killed. He knows Bavadai, they cut his head off. But he doesn't have the dead body to prove it. So would it be Neman or not? So a Gazlon Shel Torah is possible later Sisha because there's a Chashash Meshaker. What if he's not a Gazlon Shel Torah? What if he's just a Rosha Mumrach and the Velis Lahachis? Do you say also there's a Chashash Meshaker? Or do you say no, it's a Gzeres HaMelech, a Gzeres HaKasov, like Kravim. So just like Kroivim are accepted by Yedis Isha, so the Mumarach and the Velus Lachas would also be accepted. So the common practice for many centuries is Lahokel. Everybody's Mekel on that. We would rely on the Edis of the Mumar Lahachis to say Meis Bailo. So we assume it's like Zeris HaMelech. We Paschal like Abai, then the Mumar Lahachis is Paschal Le'edis also, but it's not the same as a Mumar Latiyav. Mumar Latiyavan is Chashash Meshaker. That's Rosh HaDechamas. That's in the Chumash. And Rosh Adalab the Chumash somehow, it's included in the Pasuk, Al Toshu Yisach Rosh Adalab Chumash. Somehow Rosh Adalab the Chumash is also included, but it's not the same level, it's not the same. And one is a Chashash Meshach, the other one there isn't.
So, I mean, according to our practice, we would count a Mumach Lamele Sahachis, we would say Yerech and Emma Visser by him. Counting him after his kosher, assuming that this is not his. How
is
the Mumarin? He's a
Mumarin Michal Shabbos.
He keeps kosher. So he tells
him
to
his kosher, I can trust his kashrus. Yeah. The Gemara has a rule, if a person is chashur the Dabba Chomer, then he's chashur the Dabba Kal also. If a person is chashur ala Kal, then he's not chashur ala Chomer. It's chashur ala Chomer, it's chashur ala Kal. So then the Gemara says that this depends on psychology. It doesn't depend on Pidin. Shabbos is Mohammed and Kashrus. Shabbos is Skila and Shabbos is Kores, and Kashrus is only Alav. So it doesn't depend on Pidin, what's Chomer, what's Kal. Depends psychologically. What do people consider Mohammed? So there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people who are Mechal Shabbos and they do keep kosher. They feel that Kashrus is, and their way of understanding Kashrus is more important than Shabbos. Years ago, the Hashkama Minyan and all the shuls on Shabbos was for the people who had to go to work. But they were very religious, they kept kosher.
Someone would eat treif milchik, but all his meat is oyugwat. So can you trust him on meat, or is that a chashal al-dabar al-dabar al-dabar?
What, he's chashar on?
He's chashar on eating non-kosher dairy.
He's
chashar on? He eats real non-kosher dairy. But he'll only eat kosher meat.
I mean, the kosher meat is an Issa Deraisa, and what's the dairy? Is an Issa Derabon, a Gvina Sakam. So Gvina Sakam is Kal, Mustama. He's
a restaurant. You can get real Deraisa in there, probably.
I mean, he'll eat fish. He'll eat fish in a restaurant, maybe non kosher fish.
Okay.
No, so then he's not careful about kashrus. That's a person who will keep kosher at home and not keep kosher when he eats out. So he doesn't keep kosher all the time. So that's kosher al adaba. He's not Nema. So that pasuk in today's sedra, that's in today's sedra. Al Tosh Yisotchim Rasha, Liyos Eit Chomas. Then you have a difficult pasuk, Lo Siach Rabim Lerois. What does it mean? So the poshib shat in the pasuk means you shouldn't follow the masses if they're doing the wrong thing, if you know they're doing wrong. That's not a teretz. I'm going along with everybody else. Everybody goes to work on Shabbos. I'll also go to work on Shabbos. Nobody likes tefillin, so I'm not going to America. Nobody does any mitzvahs, so I'm not going to do the mitzvah. You shouldn't follow the masses to do it out there. That's perhaps the simple pshat. But the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk, that there's a difference if you have a Sanhedrin of 23 who's judging a case of dina nefashis. So to pata him, so you go basarov, acharam lahatas, the pasuk says. The pasuk continues after the end of that pasuk, acharam lahatas, you follow the majority. So if you have a split vote in the Sanhedrin, 12 dayanim say he's pata from Misa, and 11 dayanim say that he's chayv Misa, so you don't bring it up to another bezin. If 12 said pata, you go basarov, and the din is that he's pata. Yatsmi bezin zakai, so the din is that he's pata. What if it will be the reverse? 12 say chayv and 11 say pata. So the roiv just made it by the skin of its teeth, the roiv avechot. The Gemara says, a roiv avechot is not sufficient, l'chayiv miser, l'si achare rabim, you can't follow a simple roiv, l'rois. If it's 13 to 10, then it's a stronger roiv. That's a ruba, the Sefer Achinach writes, that's a ruba de minkara, that's better. But if the roiv just made it by the skin of its teeth, it's 12 to 11. So a roiv avechot is not acceptable, indeed in the foshes, l'chayiv miser. And Dini Mominus, it would be good. The Mishnah lists off Asara Chilukim Shemei Mominus L'Nefashah. So one Chiluk is that Mominus is sufficient a Bezn of 3, and Nefashah needs a Bezn of 23. So that's not because of Hitzila Ho'edot. That's a Xeris HaKosim. This is 3, this is 23. so let's say by Yoshara Niskal, we say, Kamisa Sabalam Kach Misa Asher, you need a Bezn of 23 to judge whether the Shaniskal is Chai Misa or not, so you only need the Bezn of 23. But the Asara Chilukim between Mominus and Nefashas, all of the 9 differences that are based on the Hitzilu Eda don't apply to the Sharan Niskal. Same thing to judge Mesis Amidiach. So the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, Lasachma v'loisachasa. So the Gemara understands the Pasuk to mean that the 9 Chilukim between Mominus and Nefashas don't apply. To give a Mesis, Einash Misa, if there's a split vote and it's 12 to 11, 12 say chayiv, we would give him the Einish Misa. All the 9 dinim of Hatzalah don't apply. The Bezno 23, that's not a din of Hatzalah. That even applies to the Mesis, that then even applies to the Sharan Niskal. But let's say you have a case of Malkus. Malkus is a Machloikus Hatanaim. How big a Bezn do you need? So one Tana is of the opinion, the Malkus Mamakam Misa Medes, you need a Bezn of 23. We don't accept that opinion. We pass on that Malkus is Bishloisha. So even the Malkus is Bishloisha, but the Rambam quotes the Gemara that all the other 9 differences between Mamans and Nefashas do apply to Malkus, because Malkus is B'makam Misa Medes. The only Nafkamina is the 3 and 23, we pass on 3, but Malkus is B'makam Misa Medes, so the other 9 Chilukim do apply. So that's what the Menchas Chinuch is bothered by Akash, but Malkus is Bishloisha. So how can you ever have a Rav of Shnayim? If you have a split vote, you can't give Malkus. If two of the Dayanim say that he deserves Malkus, and one says that he's Potter, so he won't give the Malkus. He will give the Malkus. If you have a split vote, you would give. Aye, but in order to be Mechayiv Misa, you need a Rav of Shnayim. See, it's only a Rav of Echad. That's the Menchas Chinuch's Kasha. So he gives a teretz. He says, the Sefer HaChinuch, usually the Menchas Chinuch has nothing to do with the Sefer HaChinuch. He just writes about the mitzvah. He latches his Sefer onto the Sefer HaChinuch. Once in a long while, he makes the yukim and the loshen of the Sefer HaChinuch. So here, when the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this din, let's see, acharam leroes, that in order to give Einish Misa, you have to have a Reif Shnayim. If it's 12 to 1, 12 to 11, you can't give Einish Misa, based on the Reif of Echad. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes a loshen, need a Ruba de Minkara. So the Menchas Chinuch points out, oh, a Ruba de Minkara, a light bulb goes on in his mind. Ruba de Minkara is a Gemara by benching Mezuman. That if you want to have a Mezuman of 10, so it's not sufficient if Roiv of 6 of the people ate bread and 4 ate vegetables. You have to have 7 of them. You need a Ruba de Minkara. So what if you want to bench a Mezuman of 3 and only 2 ate bread and the third one ate the vegetables? So there we say 2 out of 3 is a Ruba de Minkara. 6 out of 10 is not. But 2 out of 3 is 66%. And 6 out of 10 is only 60%. So 66% is better than 60%. It's better than 60%. So that's what he says. He thinks that's the teretz on the kasha. The way the Sefer HaChinuch wrote, you need a Ruba de Minkara, so it's farem for the kasha.
13 out of 23 is less than 60%.
It's less than 60%.
It's 56.5%. 13 over 23 is less than 60%.
Less than 60%?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's 56.5, so I don't call that a Reuben the Midbar.
I don't know. If you have 23, so maybe then, since you have Rav Schneid, I don't know. Interesting topic. Okay, interesting topic. Lasana Riv, the middle of the pasuk, is a big problem what it means. Lasana al Riv, there's a steer between two Rashis and Masechah Sanhedrin, which Mishlamelech points out. Mishlamelech wrote a little sefer that's called Derech Mitzvei Secho, where he writes about the differences between the Rambam, the Ramban, and the Sefer Achinuch, and the Minyan HaMitzvah. He lists off all the differences, and he has, I think, four sections in the Derech Mitzvei Secho. So one of the sections in the Sefer, a tiny little Sefer, now they print it in the back of the Sefer HaMitzvah for HaRambam. Always used to be printed in the back of the Parashas Drachim, which is a Jewish Sefer by the Mishnah Melech. Now they print it in the back of the Rambam. So the Ram Sefer HaMitzvah. So one of the Ha'aris he has there is about this Lav L'San Al-Riv, that there's a steer between two Rashis and Sanhedrin. One place Rashi says what it means is you're not allowed to, let's say, I'm a member of a Bezdin or a Sanhedrin, and the other Dayan is much more learned than I am. So I really don't agree with him, but he said his opinion first. I'm just going to go along with him because I'm embarrassed to argue. So the Rashi writes in one place, L'San Al-Riv, you're not allowed to give in. You're not allowed to bumpkin off just to say the same as the greater Talmud Chacham. You have to express your honest to goodness opinion in each case. And the other place, Rashi writes the opposite. L'san ha'riv, you're not allowed to disagree with the Gadol HaDayanim. Once he says his opinion, everybody has to say along with him. So it's mamash opposites. Opposites. The Gemara Darshan said because the word riv is spelled chosa. Usually riv is spelled resh yud beis. Here it's spelled rav. L'san ha'riv. But it's a kriyak siv, really. So it's written Rav. So we darshan lasan al Rav. If it were written, and the Rav refers to the greater Talmud Chacham. So it means, lasana means you're not allowed to hold back, or lasana means you're not allowed to argue with the Rav. So it's a shayla. It's a shayla in Rashi, how you read the Rav. Achram Lahatas includes three different dinim. It includes the one din that when you have a Sanhedrin, you follow the Roiv. Then a second din, whenever you don't know what the facts of the case are. So Azlina Basaruba, we follow whatever probabilities, the rule of probabilities. And then there's a third din, a Bitl Beroiv. Rashi writes that Bitl Beroiv is also learned off in the Pasuk, Achram Lahatas. All three are based on the Pasuk, Achram Lahatas. Then you have a puzzle, a lot of psukim here to discuss. You have a puzzle with Midrasheka Tirchok. What does it mean, Midrasheka Tirchok? You're not allowed to tell a lie. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to tell a lie. It means you're not allowed to paskin sheker. You're not allowed to have if you have a dintura, the baldin is not allowed to have a tainav sheker. Edom are not allowed to give any sheker. It goes in such a context. If you ask me, whether I have shalom bayis and I don't, it's none of your business. I say, yeah, we get along very well, even if you don't. I'm allowed to tell a lie. It's not included in the pasuk. When the sheker tircha goes, you're not allowed to say sheker when it's negiyat with din torah, mamonis or nefashas or something. Not to say and not to tell a lie about something else is a different issa. The Gemara in Kiddushin quotes the pasuk from Navi, Sheris Yisrael Yasa Avla. That the Jewish people, everyone was created with Tzelem Alekim, and Jewish people have Tzelem Alekim square. We are Bonim Lamokim. So we have a mitzvah of Halachta B'drocha. We should go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should preserve our Tzelem Alekim. So Chasom Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's, in the days of the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, a note fell down from heaven and it was written Emes, the Gemara says. So the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla understood that's Chaysom Mishal Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had signed the note. It means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is very makbid on Emes. And we should also be makbid on Emes. Sheris Yisrael, Le'yasu Avlo, V'lo Yedabur Kosa. Yeah, but when it comes to Midah, so sometimes there's a conflict between one Midah and the other. Somehow the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Oysa Shalom Imraim. If he knows how to make peace between all of the Midas. And human beings can't always make peace. So sometimes, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, we learned last year. Learned Bava Metzia last year?
Yes.
So the Gemara said that sometimes there's a conflict. They want to ask me, how big a Talmud Chacham am I? Do I know this Mesichta? So I don't know. Let's say I would know. I say, but if I tell the truth, so it looks like I'm bragging. So I'm allowed to tell a lie, even if I don't know. I'm allowed to tell a lie that I don't know, because humility sometimes comes in conflict with emes. So when anova comes in conflict with emes, so the emes can be violated. Or I visited by a certain wealthy balabas, and they asked me, I went in order to raise money for the yeshiva. So they asked me, was he nice? Did he give me a nice... So I'm going to say, yeah, he treated me very nice and gave me a big donation. So then all the mishulachim are going to come and make him crazy. So I'm allowed to say, no, he's a tough cookie, he's hard to get. I'm allowed to tell a lie because I want to save him from having all of these nutniks attack him. Or sometimes it's a personal thing. It's none of your business whether I have shalom bais. It's none of your business whether... other inyanim of tznia. So the human beings, often there's a conflict between one midah and the other. So a lot of times the midah emes will lose. The Gemara says that Rabban Shalom also is mishanim ifnei dakir shalom. When Sarah was surprised, how can she have a baby? She said, my husband is so old, v'adei nizok, and he's too old to have a child. And when the Rabban Shalom said it over to Avram Avinu, that he should give Musa to his wife, he didn't say over the whole story. He said, v'anizokanti. He said that Sarah said, I'm an old lady, I can't have. He didn't want to tell of him, Mishim Shalom Bais. He didn't want to cause friction between Avram and his wife. So the Gemara says we should learn from the Rabban Shalom, Staka Chaisam, Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes, but the Rabban Shalom also sometimes tells a lie, Mipnei Shalom Bais. So this Pasuk, Midrash Eket Tirchak, doesn't go in all cases. It does mean you're always mukhiv to tell the truth. The doctor is not always mukhiv to tell a patient, you have 3 hours to live and you're going to die. You're going to die within a week. Sometimes you're not doing a mitzvah, but you don't always have to tell the truth. It's not absolute, that they're absolutely so that you always have to tell the truth. Sometimes no mitzvah to tell the truth.
Well, what if it does affect parnasa? It's not in the Torah, but he's being ashamed of the truth because, let's say, his boss, I don't know, I can't think of the case, but to save himself his job or to make himself look better in front of the boss.
If it, sometimes it'd be lashon hara against someone else, so then it's not right mitam lashon hara. Sometimes you're allowed to. Sometimes if I get a job under false pretenses, so that's not right. I say I come and I look ancient, and the guy needs someone young. So I say I'm only 60. I'm over 70 already. So that's not right. To tell a lie, to get a job under false pretenses is not permissible. If the guy would know that I'm over 70, he wouldn't hire me. He wants to have someone who's going to stay for 10 years. I'm not going to stay for 10 years.
So what's the line? Technically, if it's going to be for Shalom Bais, then people should just constantly be lying to their spouses
to make them
as happy as possible.
Oh, the husband should realize he can get caught in the lie. He can say he loves his wife even if he doesn't love her. Okay. He can say she's very good looking even though she's not so good looking. Okay. But there's some lies that he may get caught, so he has to use his brains. Chochmeinu Barosha. Such a collection of dinim. Every half a pasuk is another din. There's so much. On Parshas Mishpatim, we have a pasuk. V'ashviyas tishmetenu unetashto. The peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael Shnas HaShemitah are hefker. Everybody has the right to eat. The wealthy and the poor, everybody has the right to eat. So there was a famous machlokes in the 1500s in Tzfat between the Beis Yosef and the Maharit. Maharit was in the Bezen of the Beis Yosef. We spoke just the other day. The Beis Yosef, the Maharit said the way normal people say, the way everybody says, that the peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael Shnas HaShemitah are hefker automatically. And the Beis Yosef said, not true. The farmer has a mitzvah to be mafkarit. Kol zman is not mafkarit, the peiros are not hefker. V'ashviyas tishmetena means you should be mafkarit. And the Maharit said, no, ashviyas, the peiros that grow are hefker. You should be noyig. You should allow anyone who wants to eat the peiros. Not that the peiros, that's the machlokes, are the peiros hefker automatically, or it's a mitzvah on the farmer to be mafkarit. I mean, Haschinuch discusses, it should be, if it's the way the Beis Yosef says, that it's a mitzvah on the farmer to be mafkarid, so women should be potter from this mitzvah. It should be a mitzvah saseh shas mangrama. It's only once every 7 years. So it should be a mitzvah saseh. So he talks, there's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Ma'isa b'chom mishnoshim, someone took peiros shviyas from a girl's farm, it was Shnas HaShmita, and everything is Hefker. So he took the Perei Shviz and he gave it to the girl and said, Hariyah Mekudeshesli. And it was a Shavar Prut. So the Mishnah says that it's good. It's not called Mekadosh Begezel because everything is Hefker. So the Men Chaskinach Yes, but according to the Beis Yosef, that it's a mitzvah on the farmer to be mafkerit, so women are potter from the mitzvah. So maybe she wasn't mafkerit, maybe she volunteered on her own. Women often volunteer to fulfill mitzvah, as my grandma. Maybe she was mafkerit, but what if she wouldn't have been mafkerit? Then it would be Mekadosh Begezel. The Aktaka women are potter from this mitzvah saseya. Maybe it's not a mitzvah saseya as my grandma. This man is gurim whether the peris are peris shvius. But once the peris are peris shvius, once that kedusha is peris shvius, it has automatically. The farmer doesn't have to say, he doesn't have to be magdish the peris are peris shvius. When they grow, mishnas hashmita, they are peris shvius. So this man is gurim that the peris become peris shvius. Once the peris shvius, then the fact that the peris shvius is mechayv the owner of the farm to be mafgirit. So that could be that that's not called as man groma, because it's not directly. If this man is gorim to something and that mitzias is gorim to a mitzvah, so many achranim say that that's not called as man groma. Okay, so that's the Minchas Chinuch raises that issue. Yerushalmi has a discussion, there is a machlokes hatanaim whether yidarshan l'shein is kfulim. Says Hanik Tanik Nosin Titin Pesach Tiftach, so many expressions in the Chumash that appear in double, and the Gemara has a machlekes whether Dibur Torah Kedushim Ben Yadam or Lo Dibur Torah Kedushim Ben Yadam. So we usually follow Rabbi Akiva machlekes with Rabbi Shmuel Lo Dibur Torah Kedushim Ben Yadam. Whenever you have the Shonis Kfulim, so you always darshan something. Hanik Tanik Nosin Titin, you darshan something. So what do you darshan over here? Hashviyas Tish Metenu Unetashto. So the Rishonim quote from the Talmud Yerushalmi and Peya, that Yidarshan Yeshnach, the Tisha Cherishi Kozu. Tishmantana means goes on Perishvias. Unetashna means there's an institution of Hefker the other 7 years also. If you want to be Mafke your jacket, want to be Mafke your house, you can do that too. That Hefker exists not only in the context of Perishvias. Tishmantana is Marbe, you have the ability to be Mafke other things. And since the Pasuk, this is the mocker for the institution of Hefker. And since the institution of Hefker appears here in the Pasuk, and the Perishvis are Hefker Lakol, Bein Lanim, Bein Lashirim, so that's what led Bishilol to their conclusion that if a person has a Gemara and he puts up a sign, he's only Mafker for Bnei HaYeshiva. Whoever's not from Bnei HaYeshiva doesn't have the right to take. He's only Mafker for Anim, not for Ashirim. He puts a $100 bill out and he says, he's Mafker it only for Anim and not for Ashirim. So Bishilol say, Eino Hefker Chiafker, Bein Lanim, Bein Lashirim. You can't make limited Hefker, because it has to be Dumya the Perishvis. The whole mocker of the institution of Hefker is the extra word, Unetashto. It has to be Dumya the Perishvis, that is Hefker Lakol. So the Perishvis also have to be Hefker Lakol. Yehush has learned that from a different posik. If a person loses an Aveda and he says, Vailachi Sarin Kis, he gives up hope of ever finding it. So the Gemara learns that out from the posik Simlo. It says, how does it say? So you have to get back to Hashavas Aveda. So in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have factories with machinery and they would manufacture 1,000 dresses that looked exactly the same. Each dress was handmade. So no two dresses were the same. So the Tanaim said, every similar, every suit was handmade separately. They didn't have machinery that did the mass production that made 1,000 suits that were all exactly the same. So in the days of the Tanakh, every simla was masimla mechadosh yeshu simon v'yesh l'toivim. So the person was not messiahish from it. But if it's not like a simla, if the Bala Aveda was messiahish from it, then there's no chiyav al Shabbos Aveda. So that's what Tosis discusses, that Hefker is learned out from this pasuk. Yerush has learned out from the other pasuk that two totally different dinim. Hefker and Yerush are not identical. They're two different concepts. Learned out from two different psukim. Towards the end of the parsha, you have more dinim. Towards the end of the parsha, you have the pasuk when we'll move into Eretz Yisrael. The days of Yishuv Ben Nun says Losichus Lahem Bris. Not allowed to make a krisis bris with the goyim who live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Tosfos in Yevamos has two opinions, whether the law only applies to the Zayin Umas, or it applies to any nation that's over Avodah Zarah. So So I remember when we were learning Yevamos, one of the students asked Rav Soloveitchik that how could the Medinas Yisrael join the United Nations? All the nations who join the United Nations are co-risbris with each other. They're not going to wage war against each other. They're going to live in peace and harmony with each other. And several of the nations of the United Nations are officially Christian countries. American country is a Christian country, but officially it's a non-sectarian. Not officially Christian, but other countries are officially of the Avodah Zarah. So Rav Soloveitchik said, it's a good thing they didn't consult the Mizrach when they joined the United Nations, because he was officially the honorary president of the Mizrahi. They said, he didn't know. It's a good thing they didn't consult the Mizrahi. That's what they asked him about. His opinion was that it's also to appoint Sarim Tosim Alech and Melech, Melech Velei Malko, that it doesn't only apply to a woman serving as the queen. He said we should follow the Rambam. The Rambam says it applies to appoint a woman to any position of leadership. So he said you can't have a woman appointed to be the president of the shul, can't have a Rosh HaMemshalah, a woman. So when they appointed Golda Meir, so they asked Rav Soloveitchik, was it permissible to appoint Golda Meir? So he said, and Ben-Gurion was permissible. Ben-Gurion was an apikiris. He said, they didn't ask us. They didn't consult them as Rav. Yeah. Then the pasuk says, we're not allowed to losiches lahem bris, we're not allowed to make a krisis bris with the nations in Eretz Yisrael. Then it says, lo yesh will be artzacha pen yachti o ischali. You're not allowed to let nochrim live in Eretz Yisrael, pen yachti o ischali, unless he's a ger toshav. That's why we call him a ger toshav. If a nochri commits himself in the presence of three Yisraelim, a bezna of three Yisraelim, to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noyach, so then you're permitted to let him live in Eretz Yisrael, because the lav lo yesh will be artzacha, the yesh will be artzacha is only pen yachti o ischali, lest they'll cause you to sin. But if they were mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noyach, then okay, then you can let them live in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Kook has a chiddush, and one of his tshuvas, he has a chiddush. He quotes it from one of the dayanim in his bezin, when he used to be in Yafo, before he became the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. So he quotes one of the, I don't remember the name, it didn't ring a bell by me. So he says, this Talmud Chacham came up with a chiddush, that maybe even though the Gemara said, Bizman she'ena yovel noig, he can't accept the ger toshav. So the yovel hasn't been noig for many centuries already, so you can't accept the ger toshav bizman hazeh. So this Talmud Chacham suggested, maybe if it's an umdir in the muchach that all the Muslims officially subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvahs, but the Christians are outright of the Avodah Zarah, so they don't subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvah. But the Muslims are monotheists, they only worship God in heaven, and they officially subscribe to all the Sheva Mitzvahs. So maybe even though we can't be mekabel ger toshav bizman hazeh, then maybe the Muslims are like mekubel v'yomid. You don't have to be mekabel them. Maybe they have automatically a din of a ger toshav. So maybe the law of Lo Sechanim wouldn't apply. Maybe when they make the het mechira, when they sell the land to a non-Jew for the purposes of avoiding the laws of Shemitah, so maybe the recommendation was made, rather than to sell to a Christian, sell to a Muslim. I then the shaila was, but if you say every Muslim has a din of a ger toshav, then you can't use a Muslim as a Shabbos goy, because then it's Amir Liakim as an Issa Deraisa, because it says on Aseres Adibas, the Sasa Kamalocha Begercha Shebisha. And Tosis in Yevamah says that the pasuk in Aseres Adibris goes on Amir Liakim to Erger Toshav. That's an Issa Deraisa. But then Rav Kook goes into a Fakvetched Chiluk. He says, no, this word that this Adam Gadol said, that maybe the Muslims automatically have a din of Erger Toshav, maybe it's only been again to the din of Layeshva Biartzecha Penyachti Oishchali, and again to the din of Loisachonim, Loisitlem Chanoe Bekarka. Because the reason is penyachti oischali. So if we know it's mekubal b'yaymit, we know that all the Muslims officially subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nech. So maybe they have a dinah gay toshav and get to that. But they should have a dinah gay toshav and get to Amir Liakim on Shabbos, when they get to other dinah haTorah, where there's a difference deraisa between a gay toshav and other people, maybe not. So that's already a bit of a doichik. Okay, sometimes the Chasam Sefer writes in one of his tshuvas, every so often a Pesach writes a tshuva and he gets stuck with the Gemara, it's a little bit of a stiris. He gives a yishuv bedoichik. So he says, all of the tchukim that the Poskim write are all emes. Sometimes the doichik is emes. And maybe Rav Kook is right. Maybe it is Emes, but it's a little bit of a doichek. Okay, this Shabbos, I'm going to be speaking on Parshas HaShavuos. I think I'll talk, today I've spoken about Parshas and Kesef Talbez Ami. So we'll be there on Shabbos. I think I'll talk about Parshas Mishpatim. The first half of this session.